If you're in Honolulu this weekend, there's quite an array of art exhibits. I can't talk this morning. Art exhibits in town.
You did really well with that last interview. Thanks for that, by the way.
HPR's Noe Tanigawa is here to tell us about the unusual offerings.
Yeah, well, it's this kind of little roundup, you know. And I thought we'd start, Catherine, right in downtown Honolulu because the Honolulu Biennial is, you know, it's there. And it's certainly there at the YWCA Laniakea there on Richard Street, right? I mean, it's probably been a while since a lot of people have gone in. When you step in the lobby right now, you know how it opens back up, back towards the pool? Well, over on the left, there are three installations for you to look at. One, along the walls, layered protest paintings by Ellen L'Espérance. And in the middle, what you see is this kind of kappa, felt, and stone installation by Chenta Lowry. It kind of looks like a luminous yurt, believe it or not, there in the lobby. And it is interactive, as so many successful art pieces are these days. But, you know, interactivity is really brought to a head in the installation by Le Momi Bong and Roger Bong of Central Pacific Time. Now, near the front windows of the Y, what you see is a shelf of six plants, taro, tea, some native plants, some not. And I had a kid from Myron Thompson Academy, which is there inside the Y. He knew the exhibit really well and introduced me to it. He ran his fingers on the plant leaves and was just stroking the planters.
This one was here. This sound was here.
What's your favorite sound?
I liked this one.
Which one? Oh, where? You know, through the whole lobby, you can hear ambient synthesizer music, right? But what they did actually was they turned the plants into sound machines, into instruments, actually. So you go up to them and you can play with the plants, the leaves, the pots, and all these different sounds come out. You hear the strains of songs composed by Lili'u Okalani.
Wow.
Also, you can vaguely hear that. That's what this whole piece is based on, according to Le Momi Bong.
I guess we hope people attach to her music in a different way, in a more experiential way. Yeah. The theme of the biennial is to make wrong right now. And so in a way, we wanted to like make wrong or mischief by playing with her music. We want people to play with the music and like make wrong in order to come to terms with the situation that she wrote this music in, and then maybe experience it in a whole new way.
It's different. Every plant is a reference to Uluhai Malama. That's Lili'u Okalani's garden that's on Punch Bowl, you know, right up the street from this exhibition. And directly across this exhibit is the Y, is the Iolani Palace, and the room in which the queen was imprisoned. The songs she composed while imprisoned are the basis for this installation. So the whole thing kind of resonates in all these different ways. It's really neat. Central Pacific Time was going to stage a plant jam at PICO this Saturday for Earth Day. By the way, they're going to use the same technology. But, you know, while you're there in the area, head on over to the Honolulu Biennial exhibit at Ali'iolani Hale. That's, of course, Hawaii Supreme Court building right behind the Kamehameha statue, right? In the Supreme Court lobby, right after you get past the metal detectors, there are 87 replicas of taro plants. The plants are native basalt stones with leaves made from the pages of the Hui Aloha Aina anti-annexation petitions that were signed by Hawaiians. 21,269 signatures are there crying out for an independent kingdom of Hawaii. These pieces were installed by a procession of over 100 people who walked from Iolani Palace, according to, of course, the artist involved here, Bernice Akamine.
One of the things that was really exciting was that we had some of the descendants of ancestors who had signed the petitions carrying the plant with their ancestors' names on it. Auntie Shirley Kauhaihao actually flew in from Hawaii Island, and her great-grandmother is the first signer on the first petition.
You really
wow.
get a little little feeling looking at those handwritten signatures.
A political piece.
Political. And you know what? This is amazing, Catherine. They took it further because activating spaces is what it's all about. You just don't put stuff in and let it sit there. This is amazing. Makaha MC Punahele and MC Ilnomadic were invited there amongst the stones and the signed petitions there in the Supreme Court lobby. Here's an example of Punahele's work. This is.
I feel the fire burning in the children's eyes. In due time, watch it ignite. Knowledge is power. We soon shall thrive. Stay rooted.
An example of Punahele's work, and these rappers weren't there to perform. They led a workshop, 2 or 3 hours, about how hip-hop can be a tool to address issues and promote change. You know, related program is continuing all over town for the Honolulu Biennial. And tomorrow, Good Friday, is free at the Hub, so, and they're open Easter if you want to check this thing out. The closing party is May 4th at the IBM building.
I love it. These are all so audio rich.
They are, aren't they? Hey, look, there's one more thing you have to see. And it's being activated for the next couple of weekends. It's really fun. Contact 2019. This is probably one of those hairy, unruly things that was born at the Honolulu Museum School. And now, I tell you, these contact exhibitions are often the most stimulating of the year because of the way they adhere to a Kanaka Maoli perspective, a perspective that's just very rooted to Hawaii. The theme this year is Acts of Faith, and the show is running in and through Hawaiian mission houses. So it's quite the location. There's a handmade book and zine library right where you might expect to see copies of the Bible, maybe. Down in one of the cellars, there's magma, an eruption video there. And every Saturday, Adele Balderston of 88 Blocks and Thad Higa of Hawaii Zine do what they're calling walkabouts, 2:30 in the afternoon, the kind of introduce people to this stuff that's happening through May 4th. And what's really great is coming up this Saturday, you have another chance to see the stunning opening night projections. Projection art by Ara Lelo, Nicole Naone, Mitchell Viernes, and Peter Shainlin. Alex Singer's projection on the Eva facade of the main Mission House Museum. Really, you'll never forget it. And that's going to be happening the next couple of Saturdays, starting from sundown, about 7:15 till 9 o'clock at night. Pass by mission houses, and you will see Contact 19. Really okay. Good shape there.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. There is a diverse array
of
stuff.
More, let me tell you.
All right, well, thanks so much. That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa. You can find all her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.